We've got some posts on YouTube that we think are pretty sweet. We're the charity that wants to be the reason that you think about planning a safe ride home before you start to drink. Take a cab or be the DD are some strategies to use to keep your license, keep your car, keep your money too. Thanks for always driving sober. Find out more at arrivealive.org. Arrive Alive Drive Sober is supported by the Beer Store.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
You're listening to 100.3 Sound FM, Radio Waterloo, the only radio station in town worth listening to. Hey.
My name's Rob Johannes.
And I'm Mandy Dunbar, and we're Paint, and you're listening to Sound FM.
Hi, we're Preacher's Son, and you're listening to Sound FM.
Sound FM.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Shot the moon above. Seal my windows up with tears. Stop the love bug, can't get in. I'm gonna park my romance right along the curb. Hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. turn my back on love. I'm gonna shut the moon above, seal my windows up with tears. Something love I can't get in. I'm gonna pop my romance right along the curve. Hang a sign up on my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna love my
And welcome to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and I'm your host, David Trin. And with me, I have a very special guest with me, Ashwin.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Do you want to... I'm not very good at saying your last name, so do you want to...
It's pronounced Sira, Ashwin Sira.
All right, Ashwin Sira. So welcome, Ashwin.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You come from quite afar.
Yes, I am attending at the University of Victoria doing electrical engineering, and originally I'm from the mainland, born and raised in Surrey.
And you're here in Waterloo for a couple months, right?
That's right. After my first semester at University of Victoria, I got hired by Research in Motion for a term, so I'm going to be here until the end of April.
All right. And you're... having fun there at Research in Motion?
Oh, it's all kinds of fun.
Wonderful. So today is Thursday, March 1st, 2012, and this is episode number 35, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. And we got quite a number of songs that I would like to play for you, and we have a special guest coming on the air too. So definitely stick around and stay tuned. So Ashwin, you're going to take the next 15 minutes here. So what do you got there?
Well, I have a local group called the Company B Jazz Band. I originally saw them perform at the jazz festival held in Vancouver. This was during the previous summer.
Okay.
So saw them do a performance there. I'm going to share some of their music with you.
Wonderful. This is CKMS 100.3.
Monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Do we free you? Do we free you? Da 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 da. And I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Don't you blow your top.
wash their sins in the river. Cold water, make them all shiver. That's how rhythm was born. Folks came down, gather around that swanny shore. Called it crazy and sang its praise. They all cried, why don't you give me some more? Down south, the banjos brought you. Deep blue, the talking hide and hide you. While moonbeams dance on the bayou. That's how rhythm was born. Rhythm was born. They'll praise the mighty forgiver, and they'll wash your sins in the river. The cold water always make them all shiver, and that's how rhythm was born. Those folks came down to gather around that old Swanee shore. They called it crazy and sang its praise and cried, come on, give me more. You can ask.
Why don't you give me some more?
Ask anyone, love. They'll be glad to answer you, love. Glad to with the yazzy yazzy.
That's just the reason that rhythm was born.
That's how rhythm was born.
We'll be right back. did wrong when the young man let you go. Now you learned your lesson. Don't grieve no more. Difference what they say. You've had your bad time, baby. Let's bottle it up today.
Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff, at shadynook.ca.
And welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And this is David Trin, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. And my guest here, Ashwin Sari.
Yeah, Sira.
I'm sorry about that. I'm going to get it correct one of these days. At least I'm not as bad as Turlock. He butchers names on the air all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Sira. All right. Yes. 10:33 here in Waterloo, Ontario. And we have a very special guest all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I'm just going to do a quick check here. Justin Lee, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, wonderful. I'm just going to adjust the volume there. Justin comes all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and he's actually on, I'd say, the telephone slash, what's this? This is
voice
the VoIP, that's right. So welcome, Justin.
Phil, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we've got you on the station here this evening because there's a special event coming up in Winnipeg.
It is. Plex Noir, which is Prairie Lindy Exchange 12, which is coming up next weekend. Looking really forward to it.
And that's happening in Winnipeg, is that correct?
Yep, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, March 9th to 11th.
And so this is it's a weekend of dancing. That's what an exchange is, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No workshops. No serious competitions. We have a few really fun ones, and just, you know, dancing from, you know, the band comes on at 9, they play for the night, and we dance away at the late night till 5 a.m., rinse, you know, cycle and repeat for 3 days, and till the sun rises Monday morning at 5 a.m., so I've Monday off work, and I hope a lot of other people have too.
All right, so it's this weekend, and dancing all day, all evening, all night, and what are your band lineups like?
Well, you know, we've created a really interesting mix of imported, international, and local musicians. So headlining both nights is Solomon Douglas, the Solomon Douglas Quartet on the Friday night, and the full 10-piece Solomon Douglas Swing Set on the Saturday night.
Wow.
And what makes this really, really interesting is we've also brought up to play with him Robert Bell from Minneapolis. Robert Bell, who leads the Twin Cities Hot Club, you know, he's just pretty big fixture in the Minneapolis music scene, which is, you know, about a seven-hour drive south of us. And he's played numerous times at the Ultimate Lindy Hop Showdown when they're still in Minneapolis, and at Midwest Lindy Fest, and he's a big fixture in their Lindy Hop scene. So, and they've played together before over the years, so we're going to bring in Solomon from Seattle, Solomon Douglas from Seattle, and Robert Bell and a few other guys from Minneapolis, rounding out with some really great local horns and reeds. And, you know, we're just going to have the best weekend of live swing music Winnipeg's probably seen since swing music was really popular near the war.
Yes, and how many plexes have there been now out in the prairies?
Okay, well, we are now at 12, and this is the fourth one as Winnipeg hosted. So, you know, in a very, very brief historical sort of way, the first Plex was held March 11th to 13th in 2005 in Saskatoon. And from there, Winnipeg hosted the next two ones, and then it went to Minneapolis, then to Calgary for number 5, then to Winnipeg, then to Edmonton, then to Minneapolis, then to Calgary and Saskatoon and Edmonton. So, you know, this is a roaming exchange.
And that's what makes it so unique. It's so different from other exchanges, from what I understand here.
Yeah. You know, I think so. It really is. And we came together a few years ago with a lot of the scene leaders, and really sort of focused down on what this exchange is and what it means to the prairie scene. The Prairie Lindy Hop scene is, you know, it's a community of smaller scenes. We travel to each other and support each other as much as we can. And every year at Plex, it's a bit of a check-in for a lot of the scene organizers to come together and just talk amongst ourselves. And so a few years ago, the Plex just sort of went from city to city, went twice a year, sort of any which way it went. But we sat down and formalized the schedule now. And so Plex will rotate through, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg, and each city sort of gets it every 4 years. So every other year we alternate between Alberta and then either Saskatoon or Winnipeg. So let me see, this year is in Winnipeg, next year it'll go to Calgary, and then the year after that it'll go to Saskatoon, and then to Edmonton, then back to Winnipeg. And I think this makes it really stressful because, you know, a scene, you know, gets hosted only once every 4 years, kind of like the Olympics. So you have 4 years to really prepare for it and to think of it as one big family reunion. And everyone just, you know, when Plex comes around, you know it's there, and you can really, you know, you can really put all your resources behind it. And, you know, I'm going to go back to the whole family reunion thing is that, you know, among the Prairies, we try and travel and support each other as much as we can. So this is such a great opportunity for us to continue to grow the Prairie Lindy Hop scene.
Wow, and that's what makes this exchange very different from other traditional exchanges where they may run every year or every 2 years in one city. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So what inspired yourself and the other scene organizers from these, from Saskatoon, from Calgary, from Minneapolis? Well, I guess Minneapolis isn't really in the mix anymore.
It sort of used to be in the mix, but it, you know, their scene has grown so much over the past few years, and, you know, they run a lot of high-quality events, such as Midwest Lindy Fest, and they used to have Ultimate Lindy Hop Showdown before Amy Johnson relocated to New Orleans, and then they also, they are hosting Blue Shout this year as well, and so, you know, you think of the scale things, and, you know, sort of focusing on Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba really helped us to really sort of solidify the Canadian Prairie scene together. And by all means, we have people coming up from Minneapolis this year, but it, you know, it kind of, you know, I guess it was sort of a check. This thing has been going on for so many years, and, you know, are we just going to continue to have an exchange, or do we want to go a little deeper and get something more out of it? And if you sort of go back to the origins of the first Plex in Saskatoon, it actually came out of lindyhopper.ca, and in the forum there was, you know, someone just joking around about, you know, let's have a get together, let's have a dance weekend, let's have an exchange. And a couple months later, before we knew it, Toontown Dave, Vicky Young were all involved, and we had a whole bunch from Edmonton come down, and we suddenly had our first exchange out of nowhere. And really, it was an idea to get the Prairie scenes together, and how it's been every year. And, you know, we don't take the music, we don't take the dancing, we don't take, you know, it's not a competition weekend, so we're not, you know, taking anything too seriously. There are a lot of fun comps. There aren't any workshops because, you know, that's not the purpose of it. And we just want to have some fun and kick back. You know, it seems like for the past few years, the brunch is starting to become a tradition. We've also have another scavenger hunt, which we stole that idea from Plex 10 in Saskatoon a couple of years ago, and I'm sure there are other scavenger hunts going around. So, you know, the daytimes are filled with some really great social activities, along with, you know, some good meeting time for all the scene organizers. And evenings are just, you know, filled with dance and more dance. And the size of these exchanges, you know, anywhere from about, I'd say, you know, 75 to 100 people on average, which to us is the right size. You know, when you have an exchange that's too big, it's really tough to get to know everyone, and there's always a crowded dance floor. I mean, they're great for so many other reasons, but when you have an exchange that's our size, we say you get a chance to know everyone's name, but you can also go an entire night dancing with someone new at every single song, and I think that's what makes it really great.
Right. So there's a lot of activities, and I'm sure there's some shenanigans that will go on, too, behind the scenes.
I'm sorry, I just said that. It's just cut out.
Oh, no problem. There's a lot of great activities scheduled and a lot of shenanigans that will probably go on behind the scenes, too.
Absolutely. You know, our Sunday night in Winnipeg always concludes with a good old swing dancing / blues house party.
Right.
So that's... to be registered for the full weekend to get into that, but there's no shortage of shenanigans and fun. Good clean fun, I might add.
Really cool. I'm really happy to hear that the inspiration came from basically several scene leaders from different areas coming together and agreeing that, you know, this is something we want to do together and forming not only just a local community but a national community.
You know, absolutely. I think the biggest thing about, you know, Lindy Hop and generally even is about, you know, ownership of these things. And so no one really owns Plex. I mean, there's a small group of people who sort of talk about it every year, but really the Plex is a community event and all the scenes have ownership over it. So, you know, I think in that sense, you know, we now have four cities, you know, that really call Plex our own, and we're really, really hoping at some point we can get a scene going in Regina, because that'll complete.
That would be really cool.
That'll complete all the major cities. You know, we don't have our dances there, but you know, maybe one day, right? All dance scenes have to start somewhere, and so I think that's a big goal one day.
Now tell me about the scene there in Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, you know, Winnipeg is you know, it's an old scene, but I think like a lot of scenes, you know, there's always a lot of growth and a lot of turnover, and you know, we haven't hosted one of these since 2007, so it's been 5 years since our last exchange, and you know, I think we see a lot of familiar faces, but a whole bunch of new faces. You know, I'm just looking at our registration, and the University of Manitoba Swing Dance Club, or UMSWING, you know, they bring in a whole bunch of new students every year, and they've done a fantastic job for us of just telling their students that, you know, this is going to be the biggest dance event in Winnipeg in the next 4 years. It doesn't matter if you've been dancing with us for your entire university career. It doesn't matter if you've just joined last term. You have to come out to this. And we worked with them to subsidize the event for students and to make it affordable. And, you know, I'm really, really happy that, you know, we have so many students who have never been to an exchange before, let alone dance for more than 6 months, that are, you know, are really excited about this. So, you know, we've got that. We've got, you know, Hepcat Swing, and we also have Fly Monkey Swing. And in the past year, I should say, you know, here's a plug, Swing Dance Winnipeg, which is really leading the charge. We're fairly new. We've only been at this now for about a year and a half. And, you know, one of our goals in the Winnipeg scene is to really just run events. We have a lot of organizations in the city who do classes. But, you know, in terms of workshop weekends, exchanges and all these things, there's a bit of a gap in our city. And so that's why Swing Dance Winnipeg came about, running, you know, trying to run these good, high-quality events that, you know, we often have to travel if we want to go to something, but let's bring that here, and let's just, you know, what can I say, you know, let's just have a great time.
Yeah, it's great to really see all these communities coming together across Canada, with the four communities that you are a part of. So we're really happy to have that. And I do hope people from Southern Ontario and Ontario and Quebec make it over there too. I believe I was there at Duplex the 1 year.
Yep.
And I had a really good time too.
Yeah, you know, I 1 year we decided we had a decent budget, and that was number three, and we said, all right, all out-of-towners, you can come for free. It was an interesting business.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
But, you know, that led to, you know, like a whole busload. They didn't come in buses, but the equivalent of a busload of people came up from Minneapolis on a wintry, blustery winter Plex in the middle of February. I don't know why, but, you know, we were happy to have them. And it couldn't have been a Plex without all their great enthusiasm and fun. And, you know, and then, of course, friendships form through that. And every time I go down to Minneapolis now, I still recognize a lot of people. And, you know, I have a great time catching up with them. And, you know, for something that's 6 years later, I think that's universal. And I think it's what makes the Lindy Hop community across the world really, really great, is that, you know, we built these great connections and friendships over the span of a weekend, and they last, you know, well, they last our lifetimes.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's amazing what that builds. Plex Noir, Prairie Lindy Exchange 12, that's March 9th to 11th, 2012, and it's in Winnipeg, Manitoba this year. It's a weekend of dancing. I hear you're solving a murder mystery, too.
Oh,
participating
in a
scavenger hunt, and you have that brunch that happens on Sunday morning. And your musical lineup includes Solomon Douglas and Robert Bell from Minneapolis. So, website?
Website, yes. Plexology.org. Plexology.org.
All right.
And I should say that this is for every single Plex. going forward, we've been using this website, and there's a bit of a history there, too. So when Plex 13, Plex 14, Plex 15 come around, you just go to plexology.org, and, you know, it's one easy website to remember.
That's awesome. Justin, thank you very much. Justin Lee's coming to us from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and I want to say thank you for taking the time to share this exchange that's coming up there. And we're going to play two songs from your musical lineup this weekend. Do you want to introduce them?
All right, yeah, absolutely. So is Solomon Douglas first up?
Yep.
Solomon Douglas, Four Dancers Only?
Yes.
And this is, which album is this off of? Is this off of...
It says Solomon Douglas Swing Rhythm? Yes.
Yes, the Solomon Swing Rhythm off of Swing Rhythm. Fantastic tune. And also off of the, from the Twin Cities Hot Club, with Robert Bell leads, we've got a really, really fantastic Gypsy Jazz version of All of Me.
All right.
Just sit back and listen.
Thank you very much, Justin, for coming online here, sharing your love for the Lindy Hop, and we'll play these two songs on CKMS 100.3. Bye, Justin.
Thank you very much.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues! We'll be right back.
are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you much at all. Do you remember the reason that we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fellow, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Hey guys, this is Alex, a high school co-op student.